The Noble Eightfold Path has been one of the most basic and widespread teachings in the whole history of Buddhism. And if one wants to understand perhaps why it is so popular and why it has been so widespread, one should consider its systematic nature. Properly understood, the Eightfold Path encompasses the whole of the spiritual life. If you understand the Eightfold Path, then you understand how to tread the spiritual path from beginning right through to the end. The Eightfold Path is much more than just a traditional formulation. In fact, it's maybe better thought of as a map of the spiritual life. And since the spiritual life doesn't really apply to any one time or place, but is universal and applies to all times and places, the Eightfold Path, properly understood and properly expounded, can be seen as a map of how to lead the spiritual life in the 21st century, just as much as it was 500 BCE at the time of the Buddha. What I particularly appreciate about Sangharakshita's exposition of the Eightfold Path is his thoroughgoing radicalism on the one hand, and his enormous practicality and pragmatism on the other. He starts off with the presupposition that the Eightfold Path is indeed a map of spiritual life, and then he considers, well, what is the reality of leading that kind of spiritual life in the 20th and 21st century? So it really is about how we should go about in our ordinary daily lives, practicing the teaching of the Buddha right here, right now. And Sangharakshita takes nothing for granted. He questions everything and is prepared to challenge anything. From that point of view, one might see him as sometimes even a little pugnacious, a little maybe even abrasive, but he's unafraid of saying it how it is. He makes no apologies. He just says what he sees and what he understands the spiritual life to be, and that is very challenging indeed sometimes. And that kind of challenge is something we all need. We need something which cuts through the sort of ordinary day-to-day common preoccupations we all share, our common beliefs and ideas, something which is going to challenge all of that. And if it doesn't shake us up, if it doesn't cause us to challenge all of that, then it's not really spiritual practice. It's just talking to our common prejudices and assumptions. One of the more radical approaches that he has when considered against the traditional background of Buddhist teaching is that he applies contemporary psychological thinking and his own psychological insights to his approach to spiritual practice. So we don't just have a regurgitation of the traditional formulations, but rather we have an application of those formulations to an understanding of how the mind works and how our presuppositions and prejudices work. I think it's very relevant to the Western adoption of Buddhism. It's relevant especially because it's given by a man who lives in contemporary times and has applied very systematically the traditional teaching to his own experience of those times.